And I've told it before, my father was, as I said, extremely sentimental, and he just dearly loved my mother and all of his children, you know. He was just so proud of all of us. So he was really quite ill, and he'd keep this leg up most of the time, and one day all of a sudden, I was there. He called me in, and he said to me, go call Sis and go call Lonnie, you know, Papa's dying. And, oh, I was just so upset, and I got on this old phone that you had to crank, you know, and I got Lonnie, you know, on the phone. I said, girl, come home right now, Papa's dying. And I called Sis, and I said, come home, you know, Papa's dying. You got to come home right now, right now. So they dashed, you know, while Lonnie, you know, was in Macon, and Sis was in Macon working, and they dashed home, you know, and Papa gets us all around him and tells us what good children we were, and that, you know, he was, you know, take care of Mama, and he was, you know, going through this. And Lonnie, you know, stood there and looked for a few minutes, and he said, Mama, come in here, and I want to ask you something. And so he said, what did you give him for lunch, for breakfast? Mama said, oh, he just didn't feel too good. And she said, all I gave him was a little bit of eggnog. And Longino said, Mama, how much whiskey did you put in that eggnog? She says, I only put a spoonful, just a teaspoonful, Longino. And he said, I have watched you make eggnog, and you let that spoon run over for 5 minutes before. Well, he was drunk. He was absolutely drunk. So all of that was, and he got all right. Once he got sober, you know,